Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill, and with me once again, I have my friend Richard Button, North Carolina House Representative candidate, for District 44, North Carolina House. Today, we're going to talk about a particular piece of legislation that was introduced March 26, 2013, and it's House Bill 429, and it is called the Non-Discrimination in State Employment Bill. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so what are some of the things that we should be concerned about in this bill? What's the one thing that you're concerned about?
Let me start first by saying that the original intent and the original wording of our non-discrimination law that we have on the books in North Carolina is a reasonable law. It just is something that states we're not supposed to discriminate against people on the basis of national origin, color, creed, race, so forth. In and of itself, I support the bill that was originally, this is now an amendment to that original bill that becomes a new bill. And in the amendment and the new bill, the major thing that I am opposed to is the addition of the terms sexual orientation and gender identity.
Okay, so you think that there's a difference between showing discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and being discriminatory, say, for gender or ethnicity?
That's correct. And the reason that I'm saying this is the way it was worded originally covers basically everybody that is breathing, and that you're not to discriminate against them. However, by the adding of these terms, it opens up the door. While it may sound benign on the front end, it then opens up the door for a lawsuit or a charge by a person that says, because you are, let me use an example, a man walks into a woman's restroom in a public place, particularly this is aimed at the state employees first, so a school, a legislative office, and a man walks into the woman's restroom and you usher him out, he can come back and say, well, I believe I'm a woman, therefore I have every right to be there. And according to this wording, he would be right. He would have a case to say, you can't exclude me from the women's restroom.
Naturally, that would be uncomfortable for people.
Very uncomfortable.
And you would say that there's a difference between saying, I'm a woman when you're a man, and having no control over, for example, your ethnicity. There's a difference between those two.
Definitely.
Okay. So you're not for going back to the old days of where you can make someone of a different ethnicity go to another part of the building or sit in another part of a vehicle?
Of course not.
So this is clearly just the amendment to this bill, which is the addition of
gender identity
and sexual orientation.
Correct.
Okay. So, in your mind, is this a concern in North Carolina? Will this be approved?
At the current level of the staffing of our legislature, the majority being conservative persons, I'm not too concerned that it is going to pass through the House and become law. But that could change depending on the makeup of our House and Senate and who we have. Maybe not this election cycle, but maybe the next election cycle, unless this bill is, you know, put to rest.
Okay.
So that it'd have to be reintroduced again as a new bill.
Okay, so people who don't think that a person has the license to determine arbitrarily what gender they are would have a problem putting someone in office that would find sympathy with this bill. Is that right?
That would be my contention.
And
yes.
Since we're in election year, I suppose it looks like this. Day after day in early voting, and even on the day of voting, you're going to be tempted because you're tired, and one day drifted into the next day, one of your children has an after-school appointment. Just there's something you have to pick up for the next day of work. You forgot to pick something up for supper, and before you know it, we have one less conservative-minded person voting that day. And little by little, the elections get away from us, people that do not reflect biblical principles are put into office, not because the population is more liberal than conservative, but because there are less conservative voters taking part.
That would be a good assumption.
Okay. But we have no way of knowing if people don't vote.
That's correct.
Right. So I see that we have something to discuss here from Houston. Can you tell us about this?
Yes. Something very similar to the bill that we were talking about in North Carolina has actually been introduced in the city of Houston, Texas, by the mayor. She was a big pusher of this bill, but it basically, not just in the public restrooms per se of the state employees, but all public restrooms, all restrooms within the city of Houston became open to this type of non-discrimination because of this bill. In other words, a person claiming to be a woman that is definitely physically a man is free to go into any restroom that he wishes, or any place where a locker room or any place where a woman would be, and of course vice versa. But I don't believe that the issue is probably as uncomfortable going the other way, nor is it going to happen as often as the men going into the women's facilities.
I think that's true. Now, in Houston, was it an Employee Non-Discrimination Act? Is that what it was?
It actually just became a person non-discrimination.
Oh. So it wasn't an employer-employee relationship like this proposed House Bill 429 is?
This is everything.
Okay.
And
so I see that the headline is that there's a drive to repeal this bill in Houston.
That's correct. A group of city pastors had gone to the meeting that was going to be that this election was going to take place on implementing this bill, and they felt that it was railroaded in such a way they didn't even have a chance to object to it, and even if they objected, they pretty well felt that it was going to be overridden. And so they left the meeting and started a petition drive to get on the ballot a measure to rescind this law. And they required 17,000 signatures to rescind it, but they ended up with way over 50,000 signatures in just a matter of time. So it obviously that the people of Houston were not in favor of this sort of a thing.
But the lesbian mayor obviously was.
Oh, yes.
Annis Parker is the mayor and a professed lesbian who says basically, it's all about me. And that's exactly how she was quoted. That
right.
This bill was about her identification as a lesbian mayor leading the way for her community.
Correct.
So what is our next step as North Carolina voters?
This would just be a warning call to anybody that is of voting age and have conservative thinking that they need to pay attention to this next election and elections to come. Don't take for granted that just because we currently have a conservative House and Senate and a conservative governor in North Carolina, that this can't change, and therefore we need to be always alert and ready to go vote and informed. Not just voting because you've always voted this way or that way, but informed about the people and who they are and what they stand for.
Very well. So if you are in District 44, North Carolina House District 44, and Richard Button's ideals reflect yours, then you may want to vote for him. And what if they don't live in House District 44, Richard?
Well, there are, in this year's election, we only have the House District 44 that is represented in the state legislature that has an opening, and we have one Senate district, District 19, that has an opening. So they need to pay attention to those two areas, and if they live outside of either of those areas, they're always welcome to come and help the campaign process.
Thanks very much for listening. If you have any comments or questions for Richard or for myself, leave them directly on this recording.